It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The friendly weather advice to be sure to bring your bumbershoot today works only if folks know what a bumbershoot is.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is Ann Curzan, University of Michigan English professor. Bumbershoot. I used this word just a couple of weeks ago during the weather forecast, and it was one of those words that used to be used all the time. And when I mentioned it to my husband, he had never heard of a bumbershoot before. What does it mean?
Well, it means an umbrella. I have to say that the first time you used it with me, I also didn't know what it meant, so I'm delighted to hear your husband was also in the dark on this one. I've been doing an informal poll, and at least half the people I ask say, "What's that?" And then when I tell them, they say, "Oh, that must be British." And there is a rumor out there that it's British, but if you look in the Oxford English Dictionary, they first cite it as a U.S. term. It comes from a blend. So we've got two words getting smushed together. The first, bumber, is probably just a play on umbra, as in umbrella, and you just put the B on for fun. And then the shoot is from parachute. So then you get bumber shoot.
So here's another fun word, Ann. Canoodle. What does it mean?
I love this word. And I think that a lot of us aren't quite sure what it means. I have again been out polling my friends. This is what I do for fun. And saying, what does this word mean for you? And I often get this look like, oh, I've heard that word. I don't think I use that word. Historically, what canoodle has meant is to make out or to kiss, to caress or give endearments. So people will talk about, oh, those two were canoodling in public. As I was searching for this, I found a great quote from a book called Why Moms Are Weird that was published in 2006. It's told from the perspective of a 27-year-old woman who's moved back to live with her mom, who's now dating. And her mother and her boyfriend are in the living room, and this young woman says, I've got to get out of here before they start getting physical. And she says, people in their 50s canoodle. They do not make out. They do not tongue kiss. They cavort and canoodle, and you're not going to talk me out of this notion.
She needs to get her own place.
She does. What I'm wondering about with canoodle is whether we need to be watching this one for a change in meaning. A lot of the folks who did venture a guess of what canoodle means said, I think it might mean chat or cozy up with, where you get this image of people with their heads together, nothing sexual going on. Now, there is the historical piece, which is canoodle has meant historically that you could win someone over by flattery, which is more talk than kissing.
Hey, some other fun words. Cavort is one of them.
Yes, going back to that cavorting and canoodling we do in our 50s. Cavort actually goes back to horses. It used to mean a light leap by a horse. And I think we still talk about horses cavorting, and we can now talk about people cavorting.
How about piffle?
I love piffle. So piffle means nonsense or empty talk. It comes into English as college slang in the end of the 19th century. It seems to have hit its high point in the 1920s. You don't hear it very often now, but I think we should bring it back because what a great thing to say. That's a lot of piffle.
I love it. Thanks, Anne.
Thank you, Rena.